Twain Kelly in the Morning. One of my favorite shows on TV is a show called Dragon's Den, and I've been watching this show for years. It's on CBC in Canada. Now, guess what? It has now moved down to America. It's called Shark Tank. You can watch the show on ABC. One of the sharks is Kevin Harrington, who's got a new book called Act Now, How I Turn Ideas into Million-Dollar Products. He is known as the father of infomercials. He pioneered the first infomercial, and since then has gone on to launch more than 500 products, creating dozens of millionaires in the process. He joins me on the phone. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing great. Good to finally meet you. One of my favorite shows has always been The Dragon Den. Now it's gone bigger. It's all over America, and it's called The Shark Tank. You're one of the new members. How's that going?
I love it. You know, it's funny. I tell people I've been a shark for 25 years because that's my business, is looking at products on a daily basis. So over 25 years, we've launched about 500 products that we've invested in. So for me, it's almost like I just don't even know the cameras are there. I'm just sitting there doing what I do every day. It's a lot of fun.
How many times do you get people coming up to you going, "I've got an idea"?
Every day, about a dozen times. It's crazy.
How do you know a good idea from a bad idea?
I have kind of a checklist I look for. I look for something that's mass market, something that solves a problem, something, if it's got a magical transformation, that's great. Where you go from a big fat belly to six-pack abs, or, look 10 years younger, get rid of those wrinkles, or if it's in the kitchen, it slices and dices and, takes a carrot and makes a mountain full of something,
Yeah.
So, that magical transformation. Information is good. Multifunctional is another thing I look for. There's a checklist in our industry, and I've got my own personal checklist. But those are four or five of the key ones, and I've got about 15 or so that I look for before I move forward with a project.
Now, doesn't it surprise you? Would almost think that everything has been invented by this point.
Oh, no. I mean, with the way things are happening on the internet today and just the pace of the world, it is unbelievable the amount of new stuff that's coming out every single day. A lot of things that are in the, just think about the iPhone situation. I mean, what are there, 85,000 iPhone apps now or something like that? I mean, how many more of those can they create? It's like the people just keep coming up with new ideas every single day.
Okay, so what's your advice for people who want to switch from paychecks to entrepreneurs? Can they do it?
Okay, my advice is you got to be careful because, if you're going to walk away from a paycheck, I'm going to tell you, watch out unless you are a real entrepreneur. Also, maybe you step your way into it, okay? Meaning, if you could, go from get into a part-time income. So we'll always say to people, don't just go in and leave a $50,000 or $75,000 a year job unless you know you're going to have some cash flow to support that. So, but the one thing I would say is this: we can show people how they can take their idea, their invention, or their business concept and get into business without having to have a lot of money, and in some cases, no money. So I would say this to a lot of people: I wouldn't say go quit your job, be an entrepreneur, unless you really know what you're doing. But we can show you how to go make a part-time income and then step your way into it. Then you got the cash flow coming in. Now you can go quit your job and tell your boss to go pound salt.
Okay. Am I going to learn this from Act Now, How I Turned Ideas into Million-Dollar Products?
It's going to give you a good start. That's the key thing. What I say in the book is my father. He's 88 years old and he's still doing great. He said to me years back, I had that idea 10 years ago on an item that he saw, and I'm like, yeah, great, but what did you do about it? Okay, so coming up with the idea that's 10%. The other 90% is doing something about it. So Act Now is it's all about taking the idea and putting yourself into motion on it, because what good is coming up with the idea if 10 years later somebody else is going to capitalize on it and make all the money? And so we're going to show you in the book step by step how to do the things you need to do, and act now is the important thing, is to get off your butt and do something. Okay, so that's what I have to say, is that, you know, we can help you out with all that.
Okay, here's a question. I've seen I watch all the episodes. Somebody goes in there and they think they've had a great idea. They spent a ton of money working on it already. They've invested a lot of time, 5-10 years on a product, and you guys turn it down. You say, listen, this is not going to work. Obviously, if the five of you say a product is not going to work, I should pay attention to that and walk away. What is the walk away point for entrepreneurs who are struggling with a product?
Okay, that's a very good question. And keep one thing in mind also. Just because the five of us say it's not going to work, what we're really saying is we're not going to invest the money that they're asking for at that particular moment under the terms and conditions they presented on the show. Okay? I look for certain kinds of opportunities and investments, and I'll just say it's not for me. Okay? So coming out of that show without a deal doesn't mean that that there's not a valid business concept. Okay? But I think one of the things that we do try to tell some people, and there have been some people that we said, look, all of us together said, you're going down the wrong path here. I mean, there's people that have had technologies that are out of date, and they're still trying to raise money to do things like that. That's, you know, if you've got an idea, you know, one of the things that if you got to be on top of is what's happening around you, what's happening in the industry. So, you know, if you're going to be second in the market with an item that's more expensive and doesn't have as many features as something that's already out, then, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree. So if you've got a technology that's outdated, there's the various things that you got to be careful with. So, yeah, I mean, I think we had one guy on the show that definitely he had a technology that was outdated that he had invested a lot of money in, and he was still trying to launch this thing. Could he have made some money with it? Yes, but long term, there was no future to that deal. He had to get out of it and get out of it now. Otherwise, he was going to be putting more money in and other people's money in. He was ended up in a big battle. So you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Okay, final questions here. I mean, Robert seems like a really nice guy. Is he a nice guy?
Oh, yeah, I like Robert.
Okay.
He's good.
Kevin, do you want to slap him sometimes?
You know, we all like to give a little slap to Kevin every now and then, but he's actually, you know, I spent a lot of time with these guys. We did over 100 different segments over a number of weeks, back and forth, and actually, you know, it goes back to January of last year. It's almost been a year now that I've known these guys. They're very good guys. They're very successful businessmen, and hey, this is the thing. If you're going to come in and ask for $1 million, for your business idea, be prepared to get a little bit of grief in the process. So Kevin, we love him. It's a love-hate relationship sometimes, but in the end, you got to respect a man that's been able to sell companies for billions of dollars and make a lot of people a lot of money.
Kevin Harrington, thank you very much for coming on the show. The new book is called Act Now, How I Turn Ideas into $1 Million Products. A pleasure meeting you and talking to you.
Wayne, thank you so much. Appreciate it.